Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Strucker, and she is the Atlantic Public Library Director. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Well, spring is coming, and we're happy about that for a lot of different reasons. But I know you are really excited about it because you have these grand plans for a reading part, a reading garden outside of the library. So let's start with why and maybe a little bit about where.
Okay, well, we are hoping to add this garden on the east side of the library, right along Poplar Street. And we have several reasons for needing to do this. One, we need to fix a few issues on the inside of the building. So we'll be regrading and retiling some of the area in front of the library. But we're also hoping to highlight that historical entrance of the building. That entrance has been here since 1903. So we're hoping to kind of highlight that as well. And to kind of give people a place to go when the weather's a little nicer, but they still want to read or use their computers and they want to have Wi-Fi access, or they want to have access to our library.
You know, we call it a reading library. We need to remember that libraries are more than books, more than reading, although that's still a central core. But when you start mentioning all the technology, there's so many ways to access the library and use the resources of the library. And you just keep adding to those, Natalie. So we kind of need to look at that big picture. So let's talk a bit about this does take some money.
It does. We actually have some money set aside from the capital improvement project money that the city has, but we are also hoping we can get some of the community involved and interested in helping out with this, and also to get their name in the garden.
Okay. So there are a lot of choices. Again, people can just give a donation, say, use this for the reading garden, but you have some other more specific options.
Yes, we actually start with pavers at $100 each. We have two sets of pavers. We have a smaller and a larger. And those we do have a deadline on of April 1st to get those turned in, just so we can get them engraved in time for the garden to be put in.
So we're talking about spring. I mean, that's just a few days away, Natalie. So if people want those, they really need to pay attention and put April 1st on the calendar and get here before then.
Yes, definitely, because we are hoping to get all of these engraved and ready to go for when the garden is ready and everything's been demoed, so we're ready to put everything in back in.
Okay. And do you have a projected date for demo?
We're hoping to start at the end of April or beginning of May.
All right, so we should be watching for that. Now, you mentioned the pavers with that deadline date on it, but then there are quite a few other options if you want to donate for a specific reason.
Yes, we also have planters. We have two sets of planters. We are also doing benches and also tables. And we also have other options available if none of these seem interesting or you get to me too late and we've already sold all of the options that we do have. I always have ideas.
I was going to say, you have a few other things there in your mind. Let's talk a little bit about what are the tables like and what are the purpose of the tables?
Well, the tables, we're hoping to have three, and they'll seat about 4 to 8 people, depending on how close you want to sit together. And the purpose of those is really to just provide space for people if they want to bring their lunch on their lunch hour and sit outside, or, you know, just to put their laptops or their tablets on while they're reading or while they're watching a show or just using our Wi-Fi. We will have a couple that have gaming boards in them as well, so that people can come in and check out either chess or checker pieces and go out and play a game.
Lots of possibilities. Now, you have, in addition to those three tables, of course, you have some other spaces where I'm thinking tables could be brought in, but you know, you may not need that. But you have some other open spaces. What do you think related to programming? Do you see doing programs out here in the garden?
We do. We're kind of hoping that, especially in the summer months, we can take the kids out for story times so that they're actually out in the garden. We're also hoping to be able to do some gardening programs as well to kind of highlight some of the plants that we've chosen and to actually give people an opportunity to kind of get into everything and get their hands dirty too. We also see doing book clubs out here or book discussions, so we can kind of just do casual things as well as something a little bit more formal.
Lots of possibilities when we go to a garden, and I think it kind of changes our viewpoint when we are outside in a nice day and in the garden. You know, I want to go back just for a minute. This is sort of backtracking. But we talked about planters, and I don't know that we talked about our two choices for now.
We do have two choices. We have a fence planter that's $250, and those will actually hang on the fence that goes around the outside of the garden. And we also have a large one that's $500 that is a freestanding one that will match the benches and the tables, and those will be placed strategically throughout the garden.
Okay. And those offer nice opportunities for different kinds of plants. You have a great plan for all the plants, bushes, grasses that are going to go in here. But I think containers like your planters offer some other kinds of things that can be changed from year to year and be a learning process and a joyful kind of process too. So it's nice to have those kind of options. When I think about the fence planter, I'm thinking I've seen people in their homes have these on fences or sometimes on a balcony railing. Is that the kind of thing we're thinking?
Yes, that's kind of what we're leaning towards as well, because they're small enough that we can get them, we can get plants in them, but they won't be in the way of any walkways or prohibit people from being able to get around in the garden.
Where do finances stand at the moment? You said you have the capital funds, but I'm thinking you've been working on this for a while now. You already have some donations in place?
We do. We've raised about $20,000, which is fantastic. The overall project will be about $70,000. So we've raised some money, and we're looking more to give people an opportunity to put their name in the garden or in memory of someone or in honor of someone and give people that option. We always are asked what we have available, and for us, this is just the best way to offer that option.
Okay. So lots of options, and a couple things you can do. Come to the library and look at the plan. Look at the plants, and Nat will be glad to visit with you and explain those kinds of things. But I think it makes it more real when you can actually see the colored drawing and the colored pictures of the plants.
Oh, yes. And we have the drawings up for people to view anytime that we're open. They're posted everywhere. And if you have any more specific questions, you're more than welcome to ask to come and talk to me.
I'm thinking, too, when coming to talk to you, how about you going to talk to people? I don't know if you've been invited to come to groups and talk about this project.
We did this past fall, but I am always open to coming back and talking about things a little bit more specifically. And now that we have a realistic plan based on Matt Eichel's original drawings, I can share a little bit more detail. And the closer we get, of course, the more detail I'm going to have.
Okay. And since you mentioned Matt, I guess I'm going to mention Nate Robinson, who is the person who's really going to be working on this now and has been working in the community, doing downtown beautification, doing Heritage House. And so a lot of us know Nate and have seen the kind of work he does, and he's a hometown boy. I think that's a big plus here. So, Natalie, are these plans anywhere else besides the library?
At the moment, no, they are not. They are just here.
Okay, so they need to come here to see them or give you a call, and I'm sure you can take them with you. They're not humongous, so you could take them out to a group also. Now, you mentioned, and this is a bit aside from the garden, but you mentioned the various kinds of technology that we can use out in the garden. But I keep seeing in the newspaper, various places, all of the kinds of things that the library is offering. How do we find out what programs are going on and what resources are available at the library?
Well, the best way is to visit our website. The Atlantic Public Library's website always has all of our updated online tools, and also our calendar has listed every program that we have going on. You're also more than welcome to come into the library and ask any of the staff here what we have going on. They're more than happy to answer any of those questions.
And those questions might include how they use their phones or their pads or whatever, because you're willing to help them and able to help them with that also.
We are. Most of the time they get asked for me specifically, which is great. But if you are looking to have me sit down with you, you do need to call and make an appointment first, because I'm not always here.
You have a couple other places you need to be off and on. So again, Natalie, the first deadline is for the pavers, and that's April 1st, and if you want to have one of those engraved with somebody's name and memory and so on, the prices of those are?
The small paver is $100, and that's 3 line of text. The larger paver is $200, and that has 4 lines of text.
Okay, so remember, April 1st is the deadline for that. And this is an exciting kind of things that are going on here at the Atlantic Public Library. You won't want to be left out of it. Thank you very much, Natalie Strucker, for visiting with us this morning. She's the director of the Atlantic Public Library. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't make excuses. Make improvements.